Hey there, it's Josh.
Hello. Hello, this is Josh?
Hello. No, this is Josh. You are?
No, I'm trying to do the opening.
Hello,
this is Josh?
No, we don't have an opening.
Why am I echoing?
Are you echoing?
We've gotten off to a horrible start.
Do you have a bad connection?
No. Let's try this again.
Oh.
This is me. Okay. This is me backing up.
Oh.
Beep.
No, stop
Beep.
It. No. No noises.
Beep.
No, stop.
Okay. Hello, this is Josh?
I guess so. What am I supposed to say? Are you going
to
tell me?
To be professional and have actual openings.
Oh,
whatever
yes.
this podcast is you're doing.
Oh, okay. All right. Actual opening. Okay. So
okay.
we're
going
to set this. This is going to be formulaic
what's going
now.
With you right now, but you need to shake it all out. You're going to shake it out. Ready? Shake it out. Get out. You're clearly.
Hum, num, 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 num.
Hello, this is Josh.
You know it.
All right.
What was that?
I was trying to do it.
I don't like that.
All right. Well, we won't do that again.
Good.
How you doing, Josh?
Great. Hey, by the way, shout out to, and rest in peace, Carl Castle. Did you hear about this?
No.
The great and famous Carl Castle passed away yesterday.
I feel like I should know who Carl Castle is.
He's the voice of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Like, the voice.
Oh, Carl Castle.
Yeah, that's
oh.
what I said. I said Carl Castle.
NPR.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, he's no longer with us. We will no longer hear him grace the presence of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, which is one of my... Like, I've listened to it a few times, and I really enjoy the show, but I can't listen to it regularly.
Yeah, I've got too many other... I mean, my podcast count is over 60. I've got way too many other things to listen to.
And it's mostly that race car driver, Todd Bodine, that ruins the show for me, because he's always talking about Motel 6.
I don't know. It's been literally 6-7 years since I've last listened to that show, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But you know who Carl Castle is now.
Yep.
You know his voice. He had
a
beautiful voice.
He's a very nice voice.
Very nice voice. I mean, I have voice envy.
Yeah.
So, but that's all I had for you today. I just wanted to tell you about that. Yeah. How about you? I'm in the middle of house buying hell right now.
What does that mean?
House buying hell. That's where.
Sounds like a reality show.
That's where everything that could go wrong with trying to buy a house in 1 month is going wrong. So from having difficult sellers who don't want to fix anything to having to have the house appraised twice because the first appraisal wasn't good enough.
All right. You know what's not working for me? The fact that I listened for the first time last night.
Listen to what?
To this podcast.
What podcast?
It's got me up. This thing that you're doing, this recording of our call, it's got me
I'm not even recording this call.
Oh, my God.
Did you want this one recorded?
It would be great if you would tell me that.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not recording this.
Oh, my God.
I just wanted to talk to you.
I do not need to listen to that thing anymore. Because then I get, I'm all
in your own
thing,
head,
and I'm looking at myself, and like, what words that I'm saying? That's not going to work.
What color words did you use? what shape were the words you used?
Okay. Yeah. I'm not appreciating your humor today.
No. Well, suck it. Anyway, can I tell you about this house shit?
Yes, please. Now I'm actually listening to you instead of. Yeah. All right, go
thank
ahead.
You. Wow.
Well,
so you just don't listen
I
to me.
I do what I can.
No, that's cool. Yeah, I rarely listen to you when you talk.
Well, that hurts.
No, I'm being sarcastic. I'm being sarcastic. I'm sarcastically saying something.
Sarcasm can hurt sometimes.
I was reflecting the hurt that you just caused me.
Just
that's
give
all
me a
doing.
Moment of mourning here.
For what?
To mourn my feelings of being wounded just now.
So, this house, I had to... there's a long story. Do you want the long story? I can tell you.
Oh, boy, your short stories are a doozy. I'm ready. I've got to drive. Go ahead.
Thank you. So, it goes back to when I had a house back in Michigan, and I had to move out of the house and leave it.
Hold on. I'm going
to
put you on headphones now, but I'm allowed to use them. just got started. I'm sorry. Joshipus? No, that doesn't work. Josh Tacula? I'll figure it out later. I'll put my headphones in.
Anyway.
Hold on. I'm getting my headphones in and driving. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so back when I was trying to get out of the house and I got foreclosed on, but that whole process, I left the house in 2009. Are you done? What are you doing?
What are you talking about? What am I doing?
I don't know. All of a sudden, like, I hear, are you done?
Am I done what?
Making all that noise.
I'm not doing anything different than before, except now I'm talking on my headphones.
Okay, well, don't turn pages of paper while talking on your headphones.
I'm not turning. It was probably... Golly, you're a finicky little bastard. It's probably my microphone.
Oh, what do you don't? What did you
my
do?
My lapel.
Don't touch your lapel.
Oh, just this?
Yeah. Oh, God, stop it.
Oh, that's my thumb moving down the
cable. That hurts.
Cable. Okay, go. Talk.
It's like crackly loud in my ear.
Okay.
All right. Are we good?
You tell me.
Okay.
I'm
2009. I moved out of the house. 2010, I told the bank I can't afford this house and the rent payment that I'm paying. You know, I can only do one or the other. So you're going to have to help me out. And the bank said, yeah, you know what? You've always paid your mortgage. No, we're not going to help you out. And I'm like, there's got to be something you can do. And they're like, there's nothing because you're such a great customer. And I'm like, well, screw that. I'm going to become the worst customer. So I stopped paying my mortgage. And then, surprisingly, like 3 months later, they wanted to talk to me. They're like, hey, Mr. Dealing, we're just wondering, where's your rent, your mortgage payment? I'm like, oh, yeah, I wasn't able to make that for 3 months now. So suck it. And I'm like, you can have the house. Uncontested foreclosure. I was not even fighting it or anything. I simply wanted them to take their house. And it still took, that was in, what was that? That was like 2010. It wasn't until April of 2011 that the foreclosure was actually finalized.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, but even then, so I thought my foreclosure counted from 2010, so I should be 7 years away from it. Even then, April 2011, I would still be fine to purchase this house in May.
Uh-huh.
Except somebody somewhere at, like, the city or state level didn't file some paper until August of 2011. So I went through this whole process to use a conventional loan with the bank, and I was setting that all up, and they just found out yesterday that they can't approve me until August of 2018 for a loan because my foreclosure is 4 months away from being 7 years old.
Oh, wow. That's super obnoxious.
Yeah, so the loan officer just had to figure out a way to go with an FHA loan instead of a conventional loan. And then I'll have to pay insurance, and then I'll have to pay more money, and then I have to pay more money at closing. And then maybe like 6 months from now, once it does clear, I'll be able to refinance a new conventional mortgage.
Which
is where I want to be.
Was this one of those things where, I don't know, kind of like, I don't know, like imagine like two friends who are going to go meet someplace and one sends a message to confirm and the other one's just like, yeah, that's it.
It is nothing like that. No, this is completely different. This is more like there was two people and one of them said, I'll see you in October. And the other one said, yep, see you then. And they didn't show up until November, like months later. Like that's not enough months. More like they said, I'll see you in April. And the other one's like, yep. And then they showed up in August. And they never told the person that they never showed up. So the person thought April was good, but it turns out it wasn't until August.
Yeah.
So it's a lot like that, which is nothing like what you're suggesting.
Yeah, because that's such a terrible experience for whoever for the.
Yeah, that sounds awful. I mean, I wouldn't.
The information it's a terrible, terrible thing.
Sounds horrible. I don't know what you're talking about. I have no idea what you're talking about. Anyway, so I'm at Home Depot. I gotta go, man. All right.
What are you doing at Home Depot?
I'm buying stuff to fix up the apartment because I'm moving out of it, so I need to, like, patch some holes in the wall and stuff.
What are you buying?
Stuff. Like, what? Wall patch stuff and cleaning supplies
and
paint.
Home Depot can be fun. Do you have a Dremel tool?
Do you want me to take you to Home Depot?
No.
Do you want to go? We can go to Home Depot together.
No, I'd like you to buy me like some. Some of the more exotic Dremel bits.
Okay. Did you get
the
invite?
Will you give me a really nice Dremel bit?
Yeah, I'll buy you a Dremel bit.
Okay. See, I know you won't because you didn't say. Thing, there are hundreds of Dremel bits. Which one would you like?
Yeah, I'll buy you one. I'll go in there and find a nice fancy one.
No. You didn't even... Okay, how about this question? Thing, what do you want to use it for? You can at least break it down to category. Would you please buy me the diamond tip cutting?
So, I don't know what you're talking about. What's a Dremel? But anyway, the point is, did you get the invite to my...
What invite?
The invite. I invited you to my moving party.
No.
It's on Facebook.
I don't know. I don't check Facebook anymore.
We'll check Facebook. Yeah, I noticed that. Did you check your Facebook Messenger? I've been sending you messages for like the last 2 months, and they're hilarious, and you should check them all out.
All right.
Yeah, cool. All right, you do that.
How's the Facebook group going?
Which one?
Which ones do you belong to that I don't know about?
Several.
You don't want me to be a part of them because you're afraid that the admin is going to be like... Crystal and say, Thang, you are so funny and handsome, and it's going to drive you crazy.
Okay, yeah, I gotta go, man.
All right,
talk to you later. Bye.